It is Almighty SOG Radio. I'm trying to tell y'all, folks. You know, we got the host, the saintest boy in the world, man. You know what I mean? Here doing my thing all the time. I got my co-host, the wettest saint in the world. We going live. We already been live. We been live since the beginning. I see my boy in here. He got the fresh cut. You already know. Hey, we in this thing, homie. Let's get it. So, you already know, Let me take the do-rag off real quick. All right, so we're going to pray here. All right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty name. And so, Jesus. So like I said before, we got the saintest boy in the world here with the wettest saint in the world.
Yeah.
So, in this Christian Mafia.
Christian Mafia.
You ain't never seen Christians like this before.
Hey, Jay, can you give me a marker?
When they step up to the hotel, they're stepping up the Jay show.
All right, so, look, so we don't go around the table. All right. We're going to ask everybody when they leave, man. So, I'm dipping in here too, just a little bit.
Just fall in there.
Because the female was like, you need to watch him. No, I need to watch you because I don't trust you.
He's like, I'm here for you. I'm like, nah, he's here for me. You're here for yourself. So other than that, I'm blessed to be in the house of God. And like Black said, you know, I'm thinking about getting on the floor today.
He thinking about getting on the floor today. They don't own our team, just so y'all know. They don't own our team, just so y'all know. So y'all call in. I posted the number. I'm a tenant. So look. We're going to ask the bishop, how has he been?
Oh, man, look at this. I'm Bishop John, Cross of Outreach, in the beautiful city of San Bernardino.
Roll with it.
Again, roll over.
King James Gold. We keep it paper.
Hey.
You'll never catch us satellite church up in here.
We don't do cyberspace up in here.
That's for Satan and all his people. But we're about to connect the West Coast. So this is the West Coast connection because the church ain't really dead because we are the real Christian mafia.
Christian mafia. So let me tell y'all how my week been.
What's up with it?
So, man, at the beginning of the week, it was lovely. Because I started the week off with a lovely day at church.
That's right.
Then, throughout the week, it was lovely because I woke up every day breathing.
Come on, man.
Then today I woke up, and I caught some cash.
Some cash,
what you know about him? I'm trying to tell him. I caught some cash, some cat, and I got a fresh cut.
Uh-oh.
So I'm in the church. I guess it's a must. But I'm always smelling clean. I don't smell no much. But if you ain't rolling with it, then you can roll over by. Look.
So we're going to
B.A. B.A. 11 wheels. Big truck. Windows coming up. spend this money to God.
Uh-oh.
So I gotta get it. Every day will be a good day. As long as Jesus.
Who want to start today? Because I always usually get say somebody say.
Hey, can I suggest to you, sir? I say we should let the quietest man in the room talk.
Oh, yeah, we're going to start with Michael Jackson, too. You whispering, come to the mic, sir. We don't do science. Nah, it's not daughter of God, it's sister of God, so he's still an SOG.
Right. Sister of God.
Come on, man. Tell us that. We waiting on you, Deacon. We wasting time.
It's the mission.
It's the mission. The mission. So, your mission, your specific mission, our mission, however you want to put it.
I have a problem, I have an issue, like the last couple points, and I got to win, I just play. I thought, well, you know, BS around, we don't do that now. So, you know, last week I said, you know, no more of that, no more of that, no more playing. And so, so hold on, just hear me what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
So, you know, I said no more playing, so, you know, just get straight to the game, keep your head in the game, and, you know, do what I have to do. It's crazy, I was watching Avatar like I was saying. You know, on the high road, you know, he was teaching Prince Zuko how to be, like, you know, the man with the whole little fire business and all that. And, you know, one thing that he was telling Prince Zuko was, like, you know, keep a level head. You know, you got, so basically, you can't be too angry when
come
you're
on.
Out there going on.
Come on.
Too humble, so you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, like, you know, when I get on that court, I don't keep a level head for the whole game.
You know, it's crazy about that.
It's so crazy. And so, so last week when I kept the left head, you know, not trying to brag and that we dominated. You know what I mean? And so the mission I feel like the mission for me is like, you know, just praying for the spirit to help me keep a level head because it's like, you know, I lose control and I lose everything when I lose it, you know, when I get involved I'm too humble. I'd just like to ask the Lord to help you with that,
and I
realize the mission.
So I'm going to rebuttal with that. We got to move fast. I don't know how time went so by so fast.
Because we was having a good
eight minutes. That's what it says.
We ain't got no 8 minutes.
Exactly.
That's what it
says,
bro.
Okay. So in the midst of that, what you were saying about the mission, I'm going to let him talk real quick. Basically, what you were saying, I was watching, Marvel Runaways. And basically, you said?
No, well, you started it. You started it.
We started
it at 3:30, but what I'm saying is you put it for a half hour, but normally it's like 1:30.
All right, so basically, we got a caller. We're going to take the caller real quick.
Anybody need prayers?
If anybody needs prayers, you know, you got a question you need answered, you got something you want to talk about your day or anything like that, just call in. We're going to take the caller right now.
Amen.
Hey, caller, you on the air?
Well, hello. My name is Bishop Ron Allen.
Hey!
Wow, I'm telling you. Thank you, Bishop Jones, for reminding me to call in. I'm glad to have this opportunity.
Hey! Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Yes.
Bishop Allen, tell these young men our next move, what we talked about earlier today. I like the way you talk.
Well,
what God is looking for, the type of man.
It's time for, you know, there used to be a gospel group called the Gospel Gangsters. Y'all remember that? Remember that group?
Gospel
came
Gangsters.
Out.
They came to my birthday party. They performed at my birthday.
Yeah, and today, God is calling gospel gangsters back into the scene. But it's not a song group. It's not a singing group. It's not a rapping group.
Look at this.
It's those that are ready to stand on the front line. It's those that God can trust. It's those that have been in the street, have street sense, you know, those that have been on crack cocaine and those that have been on drugs and those that have sold dope and those that are shooters. You know what I'm talking about. Those that have been shot at and then God reached their heart and reached their mind and God changed them and now we're soldiers for God. That's who's on the scene right now. And if you're not that type of person, you're gonna have to take a seat because God's gangsters are on the scene.
Come on.
You know, God, I'll say this, God called gangsters to the ministry. See, a lot of people didn't know that. You know, they wanted to push us to the side, but God called gangsters. Now, listen to me. I'm going to be real quick here. You got to catch this. God called gangsters to the ministry. One of them, I would call King David. You remember when King David got that woman pregnant? I think it was Bathsheba. And then sent her husband to the front line. That's a gangster move. Come on. Send him to the front line to be killed. That's a gang. If that ain't a gangster move, what is? Come on, that's a gangster move. And God said that King David was the apple of his eye and a man after his own heart. God called gangsters to the ministry. You don't believe me? Ask Moses. You remember Moses killed that man and buried him in the sand? That's a gangster move. And then God still used Moses to deliver the people of Israel from Pharaoh. That's a gangster move. You don't believe that God called gangsters to the ministry? Come here, Peter. Let me call Peter. You remember when Peter was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he tried to chop that man's head off, but he hit his ear? That's a gangster move. That's a gangster move. Come on. God called gangsters to the ministry. God don't want, excuse me, can I ain't trying to cuss. I don't want to cuss, but I want to just be real here. God ain't calling punk ministers anymore. God ain't calling scary cats. God ain't calling those that want to go sit down. God ain't calling folks that will succumb to the White House and the president and the government. God is calling gangster ministers. He's calling gangsters to the front line. And if you're one of those, welcome. Welcome to the fight. That's all I have to say.
Love you, Bishop Allen. I thank you for calling in, man.
Thank you for the opportunity. I love you guys. Please invite me back.
Every Saturday.
Call me back.
Every Saturday. 3:30.
Okay. All right. I love you guys. Talk to you later.
We got the plan.
We still in it, though.
We got the plan. I want to see what happens
when it runs out. It's going to talk on the phone. But like I said, whoever called in, I'm pretty sure they can still call in.
But we have to see if they chopped. I think they chopped our hour to 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was
30 minutes. I could have sworn I thought it said 1 hour.
It was 3:30.
That's Bay Area. That's
their game, but I'm saying, like, whoever.
That's the Bay Area.
We still going to be on.
We don't have. What's in between? All right. Make this
go. Say,
I want him to stress
because this is first time here.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're
going
live, yo.
Hey, we that's the most viewers I ever had, yo. Oh my God. I have 4 viewers now. When that nigga Larry was on here last time, I had like 56.
Oh, you're talking about
online. Oh, online. All right, go ahead, man. Tell me what you think. What's your mission, or what you think the mission is for us?
Mission for me?
Yes.
So I'm thinking about an AK-47. And it's gold. So it's called a golden edition. I told him, why do you want to kill me? Because I got the mission.
Hold on. We got another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello? Good afternoon. Hey. Shout out Akeen. This is Rachel Anderson calling in from Riverside, IE.
Hey! What's up, Rachel?
What's up, homeboy? So, this is my first time tapping into your guys' station. I just want to just share some love and share this book that I started reading. I'm reading this book called Love and Respect. It's written by Dr. Emerson Eggeriches. He is a pastor as well as a marriage counselor. And there's just something I'd like to share with you guys right quick before I hang up. This little sentence here I've been marinating on. It says, without love from him, meaning your significant other, without love from him, she reacts without respect. Without respect from her, he reacts
that's
without awesome. Love.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I appreciate you, Rachel. We got like 25 seconds, so I'm gonna have to cut you off short, but I appreciate you.
All right. God bless.
Everybody, please turn towards the flag. Put your right hand over your heart. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the Savior, to the Christian flag, to the Savior, to the Christian flag, 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 to the Christian flag 58.
57.
It don't say on air no more, but I don't know who cut it for
30.
That was fire.
That really was fire, though.
Yeah, I felt good about heated. I got my floor cut your hair off like
a hey, you finna lose? We balling, right? Okay. I'm cut you off? All right. So we out. You know, it's Almighty SOG Radio. You know, you got the saintest boy in the world, Red Paint. Cop your Hellacast shirt. Cop your Camo Cast shirt. Cop your
blind cast shirt.
You said the only thing that's worse than being blind is having sight.
But no
vision, nigga. You gotta have a vision, nigga. I'm flexing on them. Stop playing with me. Yo, Chris Martin, nigga.
Yeah, gonna start running these.
Oh, you can download the video too. You can download it. Look, I'm putting it on there right now.
Hey, Dino.
Help me pick one.
Hey, Dino, you'll see you right there. Well, I gotta go back to the face. All right. Hey, that boy, you got the back off. Come on,
I can't.
You, homie,
yeah, you did come. I think you're the only nigga that came.